Greater Melbourne will return to stage three lockdown restrictions from midnight tonight. Millions of residents will be confined to their homes unless it's for care or medical reasons, to go shopping for essentials or to work or study, and for limited local exercise. Dan Andrews is the Victorian Premier. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Obviously, all Australians are thinking of the good folk of Victoria and particularly Melbourne today. This is going to be a difficult 6 weeks, but many Australians have made great sacrifice over recent months to get us to the point where things were looking good. Do you take responsibility for squandering some of those successes?
Well, of course, Hamish, as the leader of our state, I'm accountable. The buck stops with me, however you want to put it. I can't change the reality of the situation that we face. I can't press the rewind button. We've just got to make the tough calls, stick together, support those who need it, and get to the other side of this six-week lockdown.
What went wrong?
Well, look, we've got a judicial inquiry to give us those answers. And again, you know, I think that it's best that politicians not sit in judgment of themselves. That'll take some time. But ultimately, we can't change those things. We've got to be focused on the tough calls and the policy response now. And, you know, the devil of this thing is it travels so fast, so many people can have it and not know, and all of us have got a part to play. It's not about blame. It's simply about saying all of us need to acknowledge the reality that we're in and make sure that our behaviour matches the challenge. And this is a really significant challenge for all of us.
With respect, it may not be about blame, but there is a need, isn't there, for a real-time understanding of what has gone wrong in Victoria in order to ensure that the mistakes are not made again. You point to the judicial inquiry, but it's a fairly long timeline on that. It's reasonable to ask you what's gone wrong in Victoria now so that we understand whether it's being fixed.
The point about blame is I'm not referring to me or members of the government. I'm referring to individual Victorians. It's about we all have to accept the reality that we confront, and we all have to go and do what has to be done to stop the rampant spread of this thing. In terms of being accountable, obviously I'm accountable for every part of the COVID-19 response. That's what being the leader of the state is. At the same time, that also means I've got to make the tough calls, and I can't, because it might be more popular or it might be more politically expedient, pretend that this hasn't got away from us. It has, and we've got to put it back in the box. We've got to bring those numbers right down again. And again, I apologise for the inconvenience, the frustration, the pain and the hurt that will come from this. But that's where we find ourselves. We've made some changes, significant changes in a number of areas, and I'm confident that those arrangements will serve us well. We'll get the answers, but that's not about me sitting in judgment on myself. That should be done at arm's length, and it will be.
When you say you've made some significant changes, are you still engaging those private security companies that seem to have played a role in this?
Corrections Victoria, so the people who run our prisons, they've got oversight management. The chain of command is very clear, and the Corrections Commissioner is doing a fantastic job. We're not taking any overseas flights at this point. That may well be extended as we focus on dealing with outbreaks and cases, testing, tracing, and again, getting us to a point where we can drive those numbers down once we get some stability to them. It'll get worse in terms of numbers before it gets better, Hamish, but we are confident this tool, this six-week lockdown, will deliver the outcome that we want.
Sure, I do want to get to that, but just to be clear, are you still engaging those private security companies?
The people that have been involved in completely unacceptable behaviour are not part of our hotel quarantine response. They're not part of our pandemic response. The accountability at that level and culpability, all of that will be dealt with via the inquiry.
Again, the people, what about the companies? Are those companies still engaged?
Those who have been involved in some completely unacceptable behaviour. And again, I'm not trying to avoid your question, but the facts of the matter are to be established by that inquiry. But we've taken an abundance of caution approach to this, and Corrections Victoria, who I think all of your listeners would readily acknowledge, are exactly the right people to be doing this work. They're in there, they're doing it, and I'm confident with the arrangements that we have in place.
I'm sorry, I just need to push you, though, for a clear answer about whether those companies are still engaged. I know you're saying the individuals have been removed from their involvement. It's a question about those organisations.
Well, what I'm saying to you, Hamish, is those who have not done the right thing, those who will finish up the subject of that important review are not playing a role in this response? Are there some security guards and others working under the direct leadership of Corrections Victoria? Those matters are in a fundamentally better place now. But indeed, those who have done the wrong thing, at least that's the allegation that will have to be tested through that process, they're not playing a role in our pandemic response.
Okay. It sounds like there are still some security contractors there involved.
As there are in other states, as there are in lots of different ways. But we've got, as I said, we've got the people who run our prisons running that program, and that is the most appropriate thing to do.
Why wasn't it like that in the first place?
Well, that is a very important question. And once we get to the bottom of exactly what's going on here, then we'll be in a better position to be able to answer those questions.
Don't know why it wasn't like that in the first place?
Well, what I'm saying to you is I can't press a rewind button. I can't go back and change what has occurred here. I can only respond to the reality that we face. No one is pleased about that. No one wanted to be in this, in the place we're in. But that is the reality that we face. And whilst that's contributed to at least a significant number of cases, we'll have to wait and see what further genomic sequencing tells us about other cases. The fact of the matter is that we've got outbreaks, people who have taken it out of hotel quarantine, it seems, and have then, you know, been at large family gatherings, have been sick and not necessarily been away from other people. But we do have other cases in other parts of Melbourne, a long way away from the north and the west. And that's back to that key point. This thing spreads so rapidly. It's much like a bushfire. I've called it a public health bushfire a few times because that's what it is. You've got outbreaks and then you've got spotting, you've got spot fires all over the place. And that's where we have to make these really difficult calls.
On that genomic sequencing, are you looking at that in the public housing tower blocks in connection with some of those security contractors? Is that something that is being actively investigated?
Well, I suppose we're focused on getting those people out of a very, very hard lockdown, and that's about testing. So we're literally going door to door. The public health team do genomic sequencing across samples of positive cases. And that's been a feature of our pandemic response across the best part of 6 months.
Before your press conference yesterday, you had a conversation, as I understand it, with the Prime Minister. Did you ask him for an extension of JobKeeper?
What I asked him for was a recognition that there would be pain and hardship and hurt in Victoria that would be at higher levels than in other parts of the country. And I'm confident that all of his policy responses, all the different settings that he's got in place and any that he might have in the future will be based on hardship. And therefore, they'll be of more benefit to Victoria because there will be greater hardship in Victoria. I'll continue to work with the Prime Minister. We have a very good working relationship. It's not about politics. It's just about getting the job done. That's a really important partnership and one that I'm very grateful for.
How dire is the economic outlook here now for small businesses, large businesses, individuals in Victoria who are facing another 6 weeks of stage three restrictions, given that so many already were right on the edge?
It doesn't get any more serious than this, Hamish. And I suppose the real challenge here is to acknowledge that there is no other choice. If you had another choice, another option, of course you would pick that one. But unless we're prepared to accept thousands of cases, not 191 cases a day, but thousands of cases every day, and then you get to the point where you literally can't find it. Your testing capacity taps out. You can't find every case. And the only measure of how much virus is in the community is the thousands and thousands of people presenting to hospitals, having to queue for a machine to help them breathe. And we just can't accept that. And I would just make a point. I think your listeners know this, but it's really important just to emphasise this. This is not just something for the frail aged. This has delivered tragedy for otherwise healthy people, for younger people, for families right across the world, where people would not have expected that a virus like this, which can, as we've said, present really mildly, it can have the worst of outcomes. No family would be untouched across Victoria if we didn't make these very difficult decisions. But I do know that it will do damage. I do know that there will be a big repair job. And we're equal to that task. We'll work incredibly hard, but we don't underestimate it in any way.
Masks. What's your view on face masks at this point?
My chief health officer is looking at that very, very carefully. Obviously, with everyone being back in their homes and only going out for lawful reasons only when they need to, so really limiting the amount of activity that you're involved in, that deals with some of that issue. The voluntary use of masks, particularly where you can't physically distance, is something that we're looking at very, very closely. And Brett Sutton, the Chief Health Officer in Victoria, will have more to say about that quite soon.
And would you, I mean, would you, if it is the advice, direct Victorians to wear face masks in public?
Well, look, what I'd say, I won't cut across what the Chief Health Officer is going to say because his advice is, you know, obviously very important and needs to be taken seriously, always has been. We've always followed advice. That's the only way through this. And on that basis, if that advice were to come to me, well, then that would be the position that I took.
Dan Andrews, we are about out of time, but I think it's fair to say many Australians have been very disturbed at the way the 3,000 residents in these 9 public housing towers have been treated, notwithstanding all of the very clear health implications. There is a perception of an extreme, heavy-handed approach to all of this. Did you get it wrong on that? Could you have done this better? Could you have handled it more sensitively?
Well, Hamish, you can be concerned about how things look, or you can just get the job done. And I know these housing estates. I know them well. And you've got some of the most vulnerable people in Victoria. And if it got away from you and you had not 50 cases but 500 cases, then you'll finish up with a catastrophic outcome. The public health advice was to go to a hard lockdown and to do it immediately. I know this is not easy, but I'd rather face these questions than have ignored that advice, Hamish, and then finished up in a far worse position. We're doing door-to-door testing. That's going well. Everyone is doing their very, very best. There are literally thousands of people, and I'm grateful to all of them, donating food, working to provide that operational response. But let's get the testing done and let's get these people out of that hard lockdown as soon as we can, and we will. They will be in that hard lockdown not for a moment longer than they have to be, but the advice was clear, and it's a very dangerous thing not to follow the advice of our health experts. It's not something I've ever done, and it's not something that I will do.
Dan Andrews, thank you very much, and we are wishing you all the best.
Thanks very much. I appreciate the support, Hamish.